are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah. Listen, I got a great text. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in and said, with regards to that ESG conversation we just had, says long-term existence of businesses requires looking ahead decades. The gas in your tank may be from a well that was drilled in 1999. The 2x4 that you use today may be from a seedling that was planted 20 or 30 years ago. Foresight to survive is a must. ESG is just lead in the boots while you're hiking uphill. That's a great good job, JT. Hey, listen, you guys want to call in? We'll just take calls. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You're welcome to it. I'm going to start the next segment here. I'm going to go ahead and just jump in it. War games, I call it. War games. So I got a clip that I'm going to play here in just a second. Mike Pompeo has come out with a new video. It does, I will be honest, it does have the appearance of a campaign video. Just saying. I mean, why would he do this? But Mike Pompeo, for those who don't know, not just a former member of Congress and a Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo was actually also an Army officer, a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. And he cares deeply about the military, and I think it's understandable. Boomer, you threw on the phone there? You good?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to get that clip four, if you don't mind. Clip four, see, the whole thing here I'm talking about is what's happening to the military, the effort to make the military more woke. Clip three, Mike Pompeo, play it.
When I got accepted to the United States Military Academy, I knew my life had changed forever.
My first assignment was as a platoon leader in a tank platoon. As a young officer, I had dozens and dozens of young men and women come to work alongside of me. These were some of America's finest. These were people who understood what America was truly about. Our military today is under assault from the radical left. If you're a young kid sitting in a foxhole, you don't give a darn about political correctness. If we focus on the wrong priorities, then Americans will be a lot less safe. We'll use the right pronouns, but what we won't have is the capacity to keep our country safe. I can assure you that there's no Russian general, no Iranian leader, no Chinese Communist Party admiral who's spending 1 second thinking about gender or woke ideology or climate change. They're thinking about how to kill Americans, and the fight is on. We have to walk away from this radical left ideology. We cannot let it penetrate our military.
I don't disagree. The thing is, and Boomer jumps out of his seat, waving his hands in the air. Yeah, take that. But there it is. That's what he just described is exactly what our military is supposed to be. We are supposed to have a military that is strong and forward-thinking and forward-looking, but focused on defense, upon winning our nation's wars, not upon, did you get the pronouns right of the person in the foxhole next to you? It's important that you understand that we need you to have a rechargeable vehicle to use in combat because that will save the environment. I got news. Combat destroys things. It's not there to build things up. And combat's not going to wind up being the thing that is, like, perpetual. Wars cannot be perpetual and ongoing in a forever sense. They're going to end at some point. So the idea that you're going to make something less capable, all that does is extend the realm of combat. Got an article here. This is what started me on this today. Just infuriated me. I was like, apparently everything in my triple dipper made me mad today. I'm just going to be the angry host today. Just angry Phil's here. We want Happy Phil back. Where's Happy Phil? I don't know. He's just
today was is just angry.
Angry Phil.
Angry Phil.
I got to come in happy tomorrow.
Yeah, come on, Grinchy Phil. Let's go.
All right. Story on military.com. Military.com, by the way, I have determined is like literally the CNN of military stories. I mean, it's like military.com is like, let's find all the woke agendas and talk about them as if they're the greatest thing in the world in uniform. Headline, Dateline yesterday, Army releases new plan to mitigate climate change. Well, Army, let me just suggest to you that is not your primary function. And I don't give a rat's hind in what policies are being foisted upon us by the current administration. Army, by the way, the Secretary of the Army, Christine Warmoth, needs to resign. I said that the other day. I'm just going to say it again. She needs to resign. You know why? because the Army can't even make its recruiting mission, much less put together something that makes sense like a new plan to mitigate climate change. So the article goes on to say, the Army on Wednesday released its new plan describing how it intends to combat climate change built around trying to survive increasingly extreme weather while limiting the service's contribution to the problem. Okay, so first of all, a number of assumptions in here. Bad weather only happens because of climate change in recent history. There's been no bad weather in the past. We never had hurricanes and big storms and scary snow. Before 1975, apparently. Such crap. The article says, and I put a big question mark by it. There's my highlights, big question mark. While the plan offers ways to reduce climate change, it does so without directly acknowledging the military's hand in exacerbating the problem as one of the largest industry emitters of greenhouse gases in the world. Oh, my gosh. Do you mean to tell me that an Abrams tank has an exhaust pipe? I did not know this. Do you mean to tell me name me a fighter, a KC-135 actually emits exhaust? That a CH-47 has an impact on the, come on. The services plan, it says, is founded on one very Army word, mitigation. The 50-page plan is an extension of the service's overall Army climate strategy released earlier this year. It offers a series of ambitious goals to meet Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's 2021 call to immediately take appropriate policy actions to prioritize climate change considerations, as the Pentagon points to several instances of climate change-related events that have affected the services. They talk about things like, I guarantee you right now, as a justification for this ridiculous plan, they will say that the hurricane that just hit Florida that had a devastating effect upon the Fort Myers, Tampa area probably affected MacDill Air Force Base, and that's justification for why we needed a military climate plan. It doesn't matter that with or without this plan, the hurricane would have struck there anyway. It doesn't matter that climate change is not why we had a hurricane. The Army also included an ominous warning about the broader risks that climate change poses for the military. The Pentagon produced a total of 527 million metric tons of CO2 from 2010 to 2017, an average of about 66 million metric tons per year. Okay. Some of the Army's goals outlined in this climate strategy plan include, and this one gets me, include the introduction of an electric light reconnaissance vehicle next year. The first in what the service hopes to be a long line of rechargeable combat vehicles by 2050. Let me just suggest to you that if you can find a place in the world where combat zones have, stable electric grids, you're really stepping up. We don't fight our wars based upon where things are comfortable and we can plug in our vehicles. Now, I'm not sure what the plan is. Do they have charging vehicles? Like we have currently, we have refuelers. There's a whole section of the log trains that deals with getting the fuel bladders out to the remote sites and the fuel trucks out to the remote sites and refueling the vehicles. And you know what? You can bring fuel forward. How do you bring electricity forward if the grid's gone? How do you bring electricity forward if you're in the hinterlands of Afghanistan and there's never even been a grid out there, ever, in the history of ever? I mean, I can just tell you right now, I drove into places and went some on horseback in Afghanistan. And there, I was told at times I was the first Westerner ever seen in some villages. And there ain't no way you're going to recharge a light reconnaissance vehicle or anything else out there for that matter. They don't even have radios. They don't have flashlights. They don't have batteries. The vehicles they have run on gas. And it's silly to think we're going to go to a war zone to recharge our vehicles. Listen, I'm just saying. This is among a number of stories that I pulled today about what's happening with our military. They've lost sight of the fact that they can't even recruit the right number of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen. All the services struggle with recruiting. The Army came in 25% under mission for recruiting. So, I mean, listen, you got a caller from me, Boomer? What do we got here? No? We got a lot of folks calling to talk to you these days, it seems like. Okay. Listen, hey, Boomer, I'll tell you what, man, I want to take a break. Let's go ahead and do that. We're about a minute ahead of schedule. We're going to go ahead and take the break right now. We'll come right back. We'll wrap up for the day. I am in number three of the Triple Dipper. I made it all the way to three. War games. They're playing games with our ability to go to war. Ah, see what I did there? Okay, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, we're in the final moments of the show here. I got to tell you, I got one text from Kyle from Madison regarding those electric reconnaissance vehicles. He says, first of all, he says, go Army. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate your service. I imagine he's a veteran. But anyway, he says, go Army. Bring those big gas generators to help charge up the electric reconnaissance vehicles. And you know, those 5K generators that are, you know, pretty standard fare for remote operations, well, they require gas. So if you're taking generators to the field that are gas-powered so you can use your electric vehicle, that's just getting to the point of being stupid. I got it. What?
And then wouldn't that take longer to charge your vehicle? Then you're just using more gas.
Thank you. Just saying.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Mission. We're going to hit SP time. Mission goes at 0300. I'm sorry, sir. We won't be through charging by then. Oh, okay. 0400. I mean, I can just see it. It's ridiculous. We're not there. Maybe one day we'll be there, but we're just not there yet. Line three. I got a caller on line three. Mark from Cary. Phil Williams here. How you doing, man?
Wonderful. I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm sure our enemies, they have this capability too. If we have all electrical vehicles out there, isn't there this EMP bomb or something? Knocked out all electrical apparatuses?
Yes. I mean, just an EMP blast would knock out the grid wherever you are, and then good luck trying to recharge. And that can, by the way, that can fry not just the grid, that can also fry electronics in your vehicle. So
that's what I was thinking. All the electrical components would be fried.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely. I think that's a great point. You're putting the troops more at risk by putting them in a vehicle that they call sustainable, but it may be unsustainable on the battlefield.
Correct.
Just saying.
I was just curious.
All right, it's a good call, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We got a caller again, Boomer. Is that somebody just calling to talk to you again? You've had more calls than I've had today, I tell you. Listen, I've got an article here, another one from military.com, and they just appear to be so perplexed by the fact that, in their words, dated October 4th, Republicans vow to put, quote, woke military in crosshairs if they win in November. And then they go on to talk about how this is just, I mean, this does not feel, this is not going to be good. We can't have this. I mean, it just has this feeling of someone who is woke wrote the article about why they don't want woke to be pulled out of the military. All right, Dateline 2 days ago. Republicans will have more opportunities to take aim at Biden administration defense policies they've decried as woke, including the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate if they take control of Congress in November. By the way, we're going to take control of Congress. We are. I'm just going to lay it out there. 4:53 p.m., October the 6th, 2022, Phil Williams said on Right Side Radio, we're going to take it back. I think we're going to take the House and the Senate. I think the House will be a wider margin than the press is even talking about right now. I think the Senate will actually pick up a couple of seats and we'll have a 1-2 seat majority. That's what I think is going to happen. Stand by. But anyway, quoting Representative Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, says, I think it's one of our very top priorities to clean up the mess the administration has made with the excessive and dangerous COVID mandates on our troops at a time when we have historically low recruitment. He says those are issues that we've been very passionate about while in the minority, and I guarantee you it'll just be just as passionate when we're in the majority. I hope that's true. I hope it's true, Representative Banks. But a House GOP majority, the article says, could pass messaging bills, set hearing agendas, and launch investigations with Republicans vowing that the vaccine mandate, diversity initiatives, anti-extremism efforts, and other Pentagon programs they've griped about the last 2 years are at the top of their to-do list. Then it goes on to quote Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama. He's, by the way, he's the ranking member. He potentially could become one of the chairmen of a committee or subcommittee of the House Armed Services. House Armed Services Committee ranking member Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama, who is in line to be chairman of the committee if Republicans take the majority, said he would prioritize personnel issues if he's leading the panel next year. He offered the example of boosting compensation, an issue he has long championed. But when pressed about the issues his party has focused on during the recent debates, Rogers said, all this wokeness in the military, we're going to be aggressively trying to root that stuff out. Thank you, Alabama's Congressman Rogers. Meanwhile, it says, the article goes on. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are needed to attract the widest possible net of recruits. I got news. You implemented them, and you lost recruits. There may be some transgender members in the military, but you're not going out and recruiting a large number of transgenders. They won't be there. I defy you to prove that the recruiting pool is greatly improved by transgender policies. In fact, if anything, I think the facts are bearing out that they're not. I think the vaccine mandate has been harmful to recruiting. I think focusing on climate change instead and telling everybody that you've got extremism in the ranks, all you're doing is telling folks, you don't want to be here. This is not the job for you. That's what you're telling people. Well, I did not even, Boomer, I had a stack of stuff for this whole topic. Let's see what else I got here. The Rise of Wokeness in the Military by Thomas Spohr. New York Post, woke Army general rebuked for Twitter trolling Tucker Carlson. He shouldn't have done that. Washington Examiner, the cancer of CRT and gender ideology is spreading in a woke U.S. military. And then Mike Pompeo, but we did play his soundbite, but Mike Pompeo, I can't hardly say it, Mike Pompeo launches a new campaign to combat wokeness in the military. Story on Fox News. He literally says he's starting a new organization that will push back on woke in the military. The campaign, which includes a new website and two ads released by CAV Fund, a nonprofit group set up by Pompeo, was shared first with Fox News on Tuesday. I like that, CAV. I think he was a CAV officer. CAV, CAV Fund, a nonprofit group. I'll be checking that one out. All right, folks, listen, before I end the day, I got to tell you, I was over at ZLA today. I know those folks personally. They are solid, conservative, just plain right. But they are solid folks, and they are doing an epic job at getting people and jobs lined up in the state of Alabama. You may be looking around thinking, we got great unemployment rate. Yes, we do, but we have a horrible labor participation rate, one of the worst in the country, which means that people just dropped out of the job market. Well, ZLA Solutions is one of those that is finding the job and the person and putting the two together better than most. ZLA Solutions is working with any number of major employer groups all over the northern part of the state and actually in other states too. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job by yourself, you want a job, they've got them posted on their website right now. But if you're an employer and you want to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it can be onesies and twosies, specialized positions, or it could be a whole shift of people. They can do it. All the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, they will staff you up, direct hire or temp, it does not matter. They can do it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, they can get you the employees you need. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. These are friends of mine. They've been with us since the beginning of the show. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. Boomer, that was a full day, brother. And you got all the phone calls.
Full day.
And you got all the phone calls.
All the phone calls.
We're going to start the Boomer Fan Club.
Boomer and Buds.
Boomer's Buds, call in. Just talk to him during the breaks. You got nothing else to do. There's no buttons to push on his side of the table.
Oh, man.
All right. It was great. It was good. All right, folks. Boomer and I are back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio.